You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Now, the other day, during the State of the Province address in Ekurhuleni, the Executive Mayor of Ekurhuleni, Mzwandile Masina, said something. We haven't had time to play it. If you are working at the Sunday Times, obviously there's no debate this week who the Mampara of the Week will be. There's only one Mampara of the Week. And I really am sorry to say this, but and my colleague Joanne and I were talking about this off air yesterday. It is incredibly important as media that we are helpful at this time, helping the state to disseminate important information that is accurate, to keep us all calm, which is not to say we shouldn't take the enormity of what we are going through absolutely seriously. And I think we are getting that more or less right on 702. However, that is not mutually exclusive with also being vigilant. When the odd person in power says something either inaccurate or simply daft, we still have a journalistic responsibility to point that out, particularly because of the public health stakes being so high. This is what Mzwandile had to say. Have a listen to this clip.
We've seen how this pandemic is spreading like a wildfire in some parts of the world, and unfortunately, South Africa is not exempted. As a city, we've welcomed the decisive and prompt and strategic leadership that has been provided by our government under the leadership of President Cyril Ramaphosa on this matter. The intervention and clear directive given by President Ramaphosa for declaring the national state of disaster is a move that clearly demonstrates that we as government are compassionate and prioritizes the lives of our people. As part of the city's immediate contribution to curb the coronavirus in our space, we have resolved to use our emergency funds to procure the vaccine interferon B from Cuba and other related medicine and vaccines elsewhere so that we can ensure that the current state is kept. Obviously, this is subject to approval by approval of the Medical Control Council, which is a relevant authority which will actually have to give us permission to go ahead.
Yeah, I almost don't know what to say in response to that, quite frankly. The truth of the matter is that this guy is talking nonsense, and that's me being kind. There is no vaccine. Also, the people who were clapping, why were you clapping? Were you paid to clap? You are clapping in response to false information. And yesterday, we had the regulation coming into effect that false information should not intentionally be spread. That is false information. The only thing that may get him out of legal trouble is if he is just daft and je as a mayor, and it's difficult to prove intentionally disseminating information that is false about COVID-19. Thank goodness for the Minister of Health, who's actually a doctor, who was subtweeting him nicely last night. Don't believe the executive mayor of Ekurhuleni. Listen to our Minister of Health, who had this to say, and he was speaking, obviously, about the executive mayor of Ekurhuleni. And as we say in the streets of Twitter, a young subtweet.
Lots of speculation out there, and people have spoken about antiviral treatment, interferon, chloroquine, etc. But we are aware that there's a whole lot of trials that are going on at the same time, including the issues of vaccine, which we need to upfront say that at the moment there's no vaccine available, and we make this just not so much for the doctors, because they all know this, but because in the public arena, now and again you get someone who stands up and say, well, there's a vaccine somewhere, why don't you get the vaccine? The Professor Helen Rees is part of the WHO team that is actually leading South African effort in the creation of that of the vaccines. And so in the next 18 months, we expect something should come through by way of the vaccine, but there will be participation of South Africa by around June when this trial actually takes off.
Absolutely. And two things there that's important about what the Minister of Health is saying. Number one, there is no vaccine. Let's not get our hopes up. Obviously, research is apace furiously across the world, and that is fantastic. The community of nations are cooperating, and we need to do so for the collective sake of humanity. And also, the point about Dr. Helen Rees as a parenthetical point is important. We have some incredible expertise here. Doesn't mean we mustn't look elsewhere, to China, learn lessons there, to Cuba as well. But even with the WHO, we've got South African expertise that is part of the leadership there, like Dr. Helen Rees, and that's important.